Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, we really want each broadcast to be something that's beneficial for each of you and that the Lord will use to bless your life. Now, there is honestly so much in this life that distracts people, it discourages people, it makes them afraid, or maybe even gets people just off a track of where they need to be. But God can help. He can encourage. He can protect. He can lift up, even when it seems impossible. And this month, Pastor Reynolds is going to start a series that deals specifically with this phrase, but God. Now, during the messages, Pastor Reynolds will read from the Bible various passages that outline a specific situation and then follows it up with this phrase, but God. And this is a very, very great and encouraging topic. So let's not take up any more time with introductions, but instead let's go ahead and hand the broadcast over to Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, I'd like to speak on the subject of but God. This is a very small phrase in the Bible. It appears only 44 times in the entire Bible. But this morning, it would be very, very good if all of us would only look this word up and study this word. It would be good for our benefit. It'll be very good for those that are around us. I tell you what today, that if we would just think about that God is on his throne, and that God is judging, and that God watches everything that happens upon this earth, and God knows and God understands when we don't understand as well. I pray today that you might study just this simple phrase, but God. It is a grand phrase. Notice the very first time that this phrase appears in the Bible is in the book of Genesis, chapter number 20 and verse number 3. Here in this place, Abraham and his wife Sarah are traveling, and they are going into the land of the south country. And here Abraham lies. I suppose you might say that Abraham tells a half lie about his wife. He says that she is his sister. Indeed, she is his half-sister, but not his full sister. But she is also his wife. The Bible says that Abimelech, who is the king of the area, that he took Sarah to be his own wife. Boy, this is kind of a bad situation, is it not? But the Bible says here in verse number 3 that God intervened. The Bible says, but God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man. For the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. This would scare anybody to death. Just thinking about that God said, you are a dead man if you just touch this woman. The Bible states in verse number 4, and Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, will that also slay a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not. God protects his people. Notice in this place that it is Abraham and Sarah. These are the first Jews. God has his hand upon this great nation that is called the nation of Israel. God will bless. In spite of what men might do, God will bless this people because God is watching and God is dealing with them in whatsoever way that it pleases him to deal. God is protecting his own interest with his own people. That's what we're saying. And God will do exactly that. Notice again in Genesis 31 that this phrase appears again. In Genesis 31, we find that Jacob had traveled all the way up to Laban, and there his father-in-law had lied unto him, giving him the wrong woman to be his wife. But the Bible says that he served Laban faithfully for the two women, and then he served for all of his goods. He was gone from his people for about 20 years. The Bible says here in verse number 7 of Genesis 31, verse number 7, "And your father," as Jacob is talking to his wives, he says, "and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. And they know that that's so. But then Jacob continues and he says, "But God suffered him not to hurt me." You think about the protection that Almighty God has placed upon his people. God does this. God will let some afflictions come upon his own people, as he did in the land of Egypt, as he did Jacob before Laban. But God protects his own people. Notice in the book of Genesis, chapter number 45, the Bible here talks about the man Joseph. And Joseph, as you know, was sold by his own brothers into Egypt. In Genesis chapter number 45 and verse number 8, when Joseph revealed himself unto his brothers that he was the second in command in the land of Egypt, his brothers didn't know what to think about that. They were dumbfounded. But he said to them several times, he said this in verse number 8, "But now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all of his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." Why had God done all of this to the people of Israel? He had done this to preserve a people, because God knew that a great famine was coming in the land. And God sent Joseph, and Joseph is also a type of Christ, who is our own Redeemer. This is a wonderful story about how that Jesus Christ has suffered for us on the cross of Calvary, and that he has died that we might have life, and life more abundantly, if we'll just trust the everlasting and the true God. Joseph's brethren, however, they had trouble understanding all that. And for 17 years, they kept silence until their daddy died. And when their daddy died, they were very much afraid. And they sent someone, an ambassador, to Joseph. In Genesis 50, in verse number 15, "And when Joseph's brethren saw that the father was dead, they said, 'Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly require us all the evil which we did unto him.' And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, 'Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall you say to Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee, now the trespass of thy brethren and their sins, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive their trespass of their servants, of the God of thy fathers.' And Joseph wept when they spake unto him." It had been 17 years that they had lived in the land of Egypt. And they were still afraid because of their great sin in selling Joseph into slavery. The Bible said in verse number 18 of Genesis 50, "And his brethren went also down and fell down before his face. And they said, Behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive." And if you do a little studying, you'll find that when the nation of Israel when they went into the land of Egypt, that there was about 70 souls that went in. But when they came out, they were a great nation. They were filled with the power of God, and God was with them in defeating the nation of Egypt. And they came out with a high hand. They came out loaded up with wealth. They came out carrying all the bones of all the Israelites that had died in the land of Egypt, because God said, "This is my people. They're going to be buried in my place, in the land of Israel, because that's where their promise is." That's what God does for us abundantly. That's what God does all over. Listen, I want you to understand here that God watches over the nation of Israel. I want you to understand that God watches over you as well. Don't be full of despair. Don't be discouraged because things are not going the way that you want them to go. Don't think that God has forsaken you because you don't see anything that's happening. But trust God. Know that God is the one that is watching over you, and that every circumstance and everything that happens to you in your life, God means that for your good. I know that there's many situations and circumstances that we all face. That's terrible. Things happen to us that we don't want to happen. But God is in charge. But God is the one that is watching over us. God is the one that is protecting us. God is the one that loves us. God is the one that sees the far picture. God is the one that put His own Son on the cross of Calvary. And He gave His life for wicked men that they might come to Him and trust Him and be saved. I'm glad that Jesus Christ died for sinners. I'm glad that Jesus Christ shed His own blood for sinners, for people that was against Him. You think of the thief on the cross. Jesus Christ saved him on the very day of His death. There is no doubt that this is a good witness for the greatness and the power of Almighty God. That God can intervene when you think there's no way that He can intervene at all. But God can. I tell you what, it is our place to trust God regardless of what happens around us. It's what God wants us to do, is to be found faithful and obedient to the Almighty God, because He's alive and He watches over us.
You know, if you're lost and bound for an eternity in hell, there is no hope in yourself or even in those people around you. But God sent His only begotten Son that you could be forgiven of your sins, that you could be redeemed, that you could spend an eternity in heaven with Him. And that is the most important thing in front of you if you've never accepted Him as Savior. Now, if you're saved, then I want you to remember as you go about your day, you need to remember this phrase, "But God." And no matter what's in front of you, lean on God for direction, lean on God for protection, and lean on Him for peace in the midst of the storms that you're faced with. Now, we are just about out of time, but we do want to close with an invitation for you to come and join us for services. We'll be meeting this morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and then 4:30 worship services. Now, you can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Now, I can tell from the clock that the time is pretty well up this morning, but we do want to thank you for listening and pray that you'll be able to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message on this phrase, "But God."